Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the
Bonus
Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day, everyone. This is Bee Jemine, a.k.a. The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to another episode of the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the spin-off show where we invite a guest on the show and they get to pick the movie for us to watch. And with me, as always, are my three very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. Doing well. Always excited to just do Tubi episodes, whether it's our regular weekly show or our every few months bonus episodes, because, you know, the more we watch on Tubi, the better we get.
Exactly. I'm excited for the film we have today, and as well as our special guest, who I will introduce momentarily. But before we do, we got to introduce our other two co-hosts. First up, of course, is our Canadian brother from another mother, and he's the professor of all things science, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
The more we watch, the better we get. What show is this? This is the Tubi Tuesday show.
It's true.
I'm not sure. And we should be like,
what are we like practicing watching movies now? We're like, what the fuck?
We're making a very sophisticated show here, guys.
Better after every movie.
Indeed. And also, judging by the voice you're hearing just now, ladies and gentlemen, that, of course, is the American of all Americans. That is Trash Panther Colin. Oh, hello, Colin. How are you?
I'm sad today. I just cut off Batch. I'm sorry, bro.
It's okay, brother. With a Can-Am connection, we're going in the Hall of Fame this year.
I know, bro. I'm gonna go back on mute and just eat my snacks.
But even though we're all here today, again, this is the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast. So we are joined by a very awesome guest who is joining us for this episode of the show, and he is the host of many podcasts, including the Mac and Nez podcast, E-Society, the Action Returns, the Wrestling Returns, and the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. I know during Messenger, I blame you and Marcy for getting me hooked on Tubi, because I was never one for ads. I mean, even before streaming, when it was just regular commercial on TV, I hated them. So I stayed away from Tubi, but then one day I just couldn't find anything on anything else. So I just went on there and started scrolling through. I said, damn, they got hella movies on here. And then I just hit click and just started going movie after movie. And after a while, I mean, the more you watch, the less ads you get. And that was, all right, I kind of found a little bit. So
I did that today. That's what I did today. I watched like a shit ton of the fucking, what is it called? Hell House LLC. I watched that, like all those today. And I fucking, those are Tubi movies. Like those movies suck so bad. Shut up, Mersh.
Damn, Mersh. Well, the thing is, once you sort of go down the Tubi rabbit hole, which of course is basically the tagline for that service, you just got to keep on going until you find all the really cool, very weird, and very obscure stuff.
There's 13 layers of hell in Tubi.
I love it so much. I love it so much. It's so funny. Those Tubi originals kill me the fuck, bro.
They have originals? See, oh, man. I want to fall down that hole.
They're hilarious. They're hilarious.
And they're a variety as well.
The drama romance ones are so fucking funny.
I mean, like, we keep teasing, like, Deadly Dilf.
Deadly Dilf, that's what we were going to watch tomorrow. Shut up, Marcy, or Thursday.
Well, also at the time of this recording, but to plug my other show, Be vs. Living Dead, which you can listen on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Be vs. Living Dead podcast feed, is that even Tubi are about to release their own sequel to Night of the Living Dead on Tubi at the time of this recording later this week.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
More content for your podcast, dude.
Exactly. But yes, we're all here for this episode. And Nez, since we, Marcy and I, who are not apologizing for sending you down the rabbit hole that is Tubi, since you are our guest and you get to pick the film for this episode, which film have you chosen for this episode of the show?
I picked the 1980 sci-fi thriller. I guess it's a thriller. Saturn III, starring Kirk Douglas and one of the many loves of my life's Farrah Fawcett. Rest in peace.
Hey now, that's a sexy Annie.
Yeah, hey now.
And of course, Mr. White, Harvey Keitel, which he didn't do any of the voice. he sounded too much New York from what I researched. So they had to get it.
This is going to be so fucking funny.
I saw this movie the weekend it came out. A buddy of mine.
Why?
I was, 9 years old, and I was a little kid, and we just love sci-fi films. So there was a movie theater right down the street from my buddy's house. So his mom took us, and we sat there and watched Saturn III. And it always had a little soft spot in my heart, mainly because of Farrah Fawcett. But I was like, this is, I mean, I thought it was awesome when I was 9 years old, but as the years went on, when it started hitting TV, I was like, why did I love this movie so much? And it just kind of grew on me because I watched the edited versions over and over because that's all we had. And then once VHS rolled around, I got it on VHS and then picked it up on the Scream Factory Blu-ray and going through Tubi just to find something. I fell down the sci-fi rabbit hole. So I said, well, I'll just throw these ones at them. And this is the one that I said, all right, let's do it. So Saturn III.
Let's go. I'm looking forward to whatever the fuck we're going to watch.
I'm ready.
Oh, and I have I'm ready as well, and I've got some interesting things to say about in terms of trivia for this movie. But before we actually get to it, we got to lay down the ground rules as per usual. So what you need to do, everyone, is go to Tubi and look up the film Saturn III if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. We're going to play the film from the very start, so I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Yes!
Yeah!
and once the ads are finished, Batch will play the sound effect again, and we'll also make sure to give us... Yes, maybe. It could be any sound effect, so be prepared, people. But we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way we stay in sync with the film. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Saturn III, first of all, how dare you? I'm pretty sure this audio commentary will still be a fun to listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Colin, Batch, Nez, are you ready to take a trip around the number three and Farrah Fawcett's hair with Saturn Free.
Sure.
That was like the weirdest segue I've ever done. So anyways, though, let's get straight to it. Counting down in five. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change it this time around. Since this movie is called Saturn Free, we're going to go on free this time.
Oh.
So let's do this. Counting in one, two, three, go.
And
why'd you count started? Up?
He's
it's the opposite in Australia.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, the toilets flush different. Like, yeah, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So my first, well, two bits of trivia about this movie as it's getting started. Number one, it was nominated for three Razzie Awards when it was released.
Damn. All right.
Yes.
Including Worst Picture, Worst Actor for Kurt Douglas, and Worst Actress for Farrah Fawcett. And this film was directed by the director of Singing in the Rain.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's damn. Go sing
what,
in the rain.
What won the Razzies that year? Because that was like the
first, that was the first
year?
Yeah, it was the first year of the Razzies.
Yeah.
I'm going to look. The very first winner. Saurabh.
Jeez, is there any music? Like, I can't hear shit here.
So the very first winner of the Razzie Awards that year was Can't Stop the Music.
Oh, that's right. And I like Can't Stop the Music for weird reasons.
And because now I'm down the rabbit hole with this, other movies that were nominated for Worst Picture that year included The Formula, The Jazz Singer, The Nude Bomb, Raise the Titanic, Windows, Xanadu, Cruising, and Friday the 13th.
Yeah, the Razzies don't know bad movies sometimes.
Not Xanadu.
Xanadu.
I like the soundtrack. The movie was garbage, but and I saw that. I saw that at the drive-in.
you need to have a lot of drugs to sit through Xanadu and make sense of it.
Did somebody say Xanadu? That is my favorite movie of all time. I am musical Craven.
I bet that's your favorite movie, musical Craven.
And I was on so many drugs when I saw that movie.
That's probably why you like it. This is a very Star Wars opening, wouldn't you say?
Well, it doesn't surprise me because even though Stanley Doran is the credited director of this film, it was originally meant to be directed by John Barry, who worked on Star Wars.
Oh.
I mean, as a kid, and I still appreciate good practical effects. I mean, it took someone forever to build all these models. My friend was trying to explain the science of some of those. I was like, dude, don't try to explain me. It's a sci-fi film. Just enjoy it.
It's a spaceship.
It's fiction. I'm going with it.
Well, what is the Walt Disney logo?
It looks like R2-D2.
Oh, my God, it's space Nazis.
It is R2-D2.
I love their little flight suits and their helmets. Kind of remind me of... like a fly's head, some of them.
You know what movie we have to do on this show? Ice Pirates.
Ooh, Space Herpes?
Yep.
From the director of Tabby and the T-Rex.
I mean, yes. we need more like weird space movies on the show.
Oh, don't worry. I've got one that's coming later this year that is insane that I've been wanting to do for the show for a while.
It looks like an upside-down dildo.
If you haven't seen Battle Beyond the Stars, yeah, that's one.
I've seen Battle Beyond the Stars.
I think our last space movie was Flash Gordon 2, wasn't it?
Yeah, with the giant singing poo or whatever was happening in that movie. What is going on?
Look at these futuristic space helmets.
Yeah, they look like flies. What is that?
Oh, this is a helmet. Why? It's Flyman.
It's Flyman. Who could forget dear Flyman?
There's
why,
a...
does it,
There's a silver Death Star droid that looks, well, his head does, looks like that. So maybe this guy that was working on Star Wars took some.
Yeah, I was about to be like, did they just rip Star Wars off? Like, that looks like a dude from Star Wars.
Literally, a lot of these did.
Well, yeah, like I said, Jon Barry, who was a production designer on Star Wars, was meant to direct this movie, and he did a little bit, but then he left to go work on The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, I probably would have done that too.
Could you imagine if the asylum was around when Star Wars was first getting started? Like the amount of knockoffs?
It was batch. It's called the Roger Corbin Film School.
Oh, that's true.
Or Canon Films.
Yes.
But if it was the asylum, it would have had such a much less of a budget.
Now, Des, I need to ask you this question. Since this movie is called Saturn Free, can I still understand the story if I haven't seen Saturn 1 and 2?
I guess, because I never even knew any of that. This was one of my favorite parts right here. I like it. The special effects.
How? No.
Whoa! That escalated quickly.
Yes. I've noticed how when he shredded up, all the pieces fell down instead of going right out.
We don't know gravity or whatever, space vacuum.
Ain't nobody got time for space gravity.
Yes. See, they're walking upside down.
It's almost like it's a reflective surface.
I keep thinking the logo is like the Pepsi logo.
This is Disney in 5 years.
See, Marcy, ever since you said that, that logo kind of looks like the top of R2-D2's head. I can't unsee it now.
It's R2-D2 or Pepsi. Can.
Yeah, the Pepsi.
What are they Pepsi putting in the now? Pepsi?
The Coca-Cola Wars.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a movie about the Cola Wars, has there?
Yeah, Marcy, the key word is yet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, surprise that hasn't happened.
It'll be a sequel to Jerry Seinfeld's Pop-Tart movie.
Yes.
Wait, there's a Pop-Tart movie coming?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on Netflix coming out. Jerry Seinfeld directed and starring on it. So it's about the origins of the Pop-Tart.
That's awesome.
Now I want Pop-Tarts, and I don't. That's not easy to find here, and I don't like it.
It's not easy to find Pop-Tarts near
you? No.
What?
Hmm. And even
but you can get them at like specialty shops in the city.
Like specialty shops, but then they might only have like two different flavors.
You guys don't have your version of a Pop-Tart there.
No, we don't have an Australian version. We get the American version, but they just don't bring them out much.
They used to have them a lot when we were kids, though. I remember seeing Pop-Tarts a lot when I was young.
Do you guys have toaster strudels?
No.
Oh, you guys
don't even know what that is. Toaster
strudels. That's so good.
Come on. I mean, you guys have your, other than Coke and Pepsi, do you have your own sodas and all that? That they make there?
I don't know, because I feel like we have all the the usual stuff.
What's your knockoff brand? Like, what's your Faygo? What's your like no name cola?
What's your Great Value?
I think they just call it cola or lemonade. Mm-hmm. But like, I go to Aldi, which is like. It's a European chain, so we get things like cheaper because it's off-brand, but I can't remember what they're called.
Aldi or all Aldi?
Aldi.
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 They're sad.
No, they're actually going to... I would say this movie would be a rip-off or a false advertisement if they actually went to Pluto.
Aldi would be the most hype grocery store. I mean, everyone just so fucking pumped up.
And the only problem with that place is that they don't give you bags. Like, you have to buy the bags. It's like, motherfucker.
Yeah, you have to buy bags everywhere now.
Yeah. Not at my local grocery store.
Not in Nevada.
Oh.
I just bring my usual ones. Like, I reuse
these bottles.
That's not actually that bad. You can tell it's a model, but it looks all right.
Look at those penis like... heads.
Yes.
Looks like it's the mushrooms from Fungicide.
No, those helmets actually look like the
stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCoy stormtroopers. Yeah.
Yes.
It's almost as if this movie was made to capitalize on the success of Star Wars.
You don't say.
Everything after that, other than Star Trek, was capitalizing on Star Wars.
I mean, Star Trek tried to capitalize on 2001 A Space Odyssey with the motion picture. So until Star Wars, it was space opera. Sorry, Batch.
Sorry. We're not even like 10 minutes into this movie, and how did they not make a million toys based off like what we've seen so far?
Right. I would have had like this little space shuttle thing. That would have been cool.
Like, I feel like you would sell those in the dollar store.
Yes.
The dollar store gets the Saturn III toys.
Yeah.
I have the Starlog with the robot on the cover from this film.
Nice.
Nice. Damn.
I mean that's how much I enjoyed it. I mean, I like rushed out to the liquor store to buy the latest.
We should make the figurines to sell to the dollar store from this movie.
Hey guys, this is basically this is the space version of Uber Eats. He's just bringing Pepsi to these astronauts.
Yes. But he stopped off at three other places before he got there.
Yes.
He had to stop off for Uranus.
Fuck off.
I give you points for that one, though.
I do.
Oh, Ad. It's Gordon Ramsay.
11-18. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long ad, so you know what I say to long ads.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. So they are on a Saturn's third moon. Is where this actual base is. So Saturn 3.
Yeah. Saturn 3, that makes sense. Tubi's advertising their own shit, as usual.
Gordon Ramsay has a fucking cooking show on Tubi with hot bitches? Let's go!
Not only that, he also has a cooking show here in Australia as well.
Let's go! What? Are there hot bitches on there too?
Yeah, it's Food Stars. Wait, and he's a judge on it.
Really?
Do you guys have
your
version of Survivor down there?
Well, yeah.
Their Survivor is better than our Survivor. I've been watching it on Will Neff's stream on Twitch, and it's really good. It's weird to see Jeff not actually the host of it, though.
Yeah, because the host is Jonathan
LaPaglia.
Yeah. The Aussie Survivor gets rated really, really well. So, yeah, not surprised you enjoy it, to be fair.
The set designs for this, I mean, other than they put all their money into it and not so much the story, but I mean,
yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of cheesy, like Battle Beyond the Stars. I love that movie, don't get me wrong. Mm.
Yes.
But some of those effects, I mean, the sets just don't look good. Like, this kind of reminded me, it was the extra stuff that they took from Alien and just made their own movie.
Darth Helmet. Oh, wait, that's not him. Oh, it's Tommy Keitel. And not his voice. Oh, hello.
It's Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, let's go. Do we see her boobs?
Yes, we do.
Ooh,
look at that. Look at that little kid on
That's what I want to know. I mean, I was watching this last night. Was that like, was he born that way or did he get that?
Yes.
Someone poke him.
What, the butt chin? I have a butt chin.
Yeah. If you shave my beard off,
his looks like a little hole.
Yeah, that's what I got, a butt chin. Yeah.
This is a butt chin.
I always laugh because there's like a rap lyric or something, like you're wiping your chin or something. Like, it's so fucking funny. Ludicrous rap.
Well, Harvey's leading the category for best dubbing for Tubi Awards so far.
Yes. This movie's definitely up for the best worst dubbing accent award.
Yes. Although if we add set design to the awards, this is a contender because I like they said, it's actually like pretty good, like how they've set it up. And I mean, what was that? What was that Bruno Mathai movie? Shocking Dark?
Shocking Dark.
Yes. Where they just reuse the same hallway. At least here it's different. It's not just lit differently.
They've got coverage for more than one set.
Yes. I mean, this is pretty, like, unreal looking.
This is what the future looks like.
Yeah.
This is the year 1984.
Yeah, it's what a bunch of... It's just got a bunch of IKEA furniture in it. Like...
What is the dubbing for Harvey Keitel? It's so weird.
Harvey Keitel looks like he's just stepped off the set of Dude.
He's in the wrong movie.
Why did they dub him? Like
they said he sounded too New York.
That's hilarious.
They wanted him to sound more like neutral. I don't know how you do that.
So they paid
Harvey Keitel from New York. What are you talking about?
And didn't use his voice.
How come Kirk Douglas doesn't look ancient? I mean, it is 1980, I suppose.
Well, he was 70 at this point, and he's, like, still looking good.
He looks pretty good for 70.
From what I remember, those two were the only ones on this moon. Nobody else is there. They were sent there doing some kind of experimental hydroponics type of stuff.
Oh, they're doing, like, good science.
Yeah.
Hydroponics. They've been banging.
Yeah.
They've been just growing the weed and banging and having a great time on this moon of Saturn.
Well, that's why she's there for him. It was
wow.
She's never been on Earth.
Oh.
So she was born wherever and he needed a companion, so they sent her. So
I mean, are you really gonna complain if they send you Farrah Fawcett?
Nope.
No.
Because there will be no work getting done.
I'll just do all my growing my weed and bang Farrah Fawcett.
Here, have some shrooms.
Okay. I have to make a correction. He was 64 when he made this movie, not 70. I mean,
it still looks all right for 64.
And, you know, Kurt Douglas, he lived a long life. He lived till he was like 100, and he died like 4 years ago.
Didn't he have throat cancer from eating too much pussy?
No, that was my
son.
Oh, hello, shower seed.
Oh, boobies, where are they?
I hope I get throat cancer from eating too much pussy. That'd be so tight.
I mean, can you really complain? You've had a good life then.
Right.
I hope Kurt Douglas washed his butt chin. He's got to make sure it's all nice and clean.
It's like a belly button that on his face. Skin. It's great.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
I'm sorry, but he looks better than a lot of wrestlers that are in their 60s. I'm just saying.
That is
or
true.
70s. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair has steroid titties, all right?
He does.
Harvey Keitel gave her a drug called Blue. It was supposed to help her sleep and dream. So she doesn't know what it is, but he's trying to. Yeah. He's trying to explain it to her.
Fuck, he really it's looks me. Like Michael, like his Michael Douglas, the son, looks
oh,
like.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Whoa,
hello.
We'll be fair.
Sorry, I just. Yeah. It's just weird because it looks like Michael Douglas, but it's not Michael Douglas.
I mean, Michael Douglas looks like doesn't even look as good now as Kurt did at this time.
How's Farrah Fawcett? How old is she in this movie?
Oh, she'd be very young. She'd be in her 20s, early 30s.
Because she was not that old when she passed away.
This is after Logan's
Charlie's
Run.
Angels. Oh, hello.
Yeah. Oh.
Open the door.
No, she's got Toby's sheet.
He's like, hold on, I got a half an hour.
Damn, Farrah Fawcett is my mom's age. Oh, if she was alive.
And how old is that?
She was born in 1947. So how old? She would have been 30-something in this movie?
33 in this movie, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, because my mom was like 37 or something when she had me. Oh, it's a puppy. Oh, hello, doggy. Bye.
Oh, it's Benji. Oh.
Is this like a situation where he's going to try and move in on like her?
Probably.
Oh, he does, because he tells her, he's like, look, I like your body and I want to use it. Or are you just for him?
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Yeah, he's straight up about it.
He's just pimping her out.
He's hey Farrah Fawcett, how about we dub your voice, too?
Oh!
May I use that body?
At least he asked.
I mean, he did.
What is he using it for?
Oh, I'm with the major. It's all but that's like almost like for her, like referencing her marriage to Lee Majors. I'm with the major.
That's right. They were together.
Yeah, because remember, she was Farrah Fawcett Majors at the time.
Yes. Oh, puppy.
They're going to eat it.
Now, Harvey Keitel wants to eat it for some reason. He doesn't.
Sure his ass is clean.
What was that? Look at these futuristic buttons and live sex shows on this.
He's gonna go jack
well,
off.
This is awkward.
Kurt Russell only he knows one position. Missionary. Boom.
This is how they did OnlyFans on Saturn 3.
All those Viagra.
He came to party.
Yeah, he did.
That's the only position in space.
He's just eating Viagra really like on the ends over there.
I was gonna say, like, this movie foreshadowed like Viagra.
Yeah, Viagra.
This outfit
was until the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Merch.
I'll be right back, everybody.
Oh, God damn it, Bede.
I can't help it. Shut up.
Why is she using a Lego wheel to exercise?
Oh, no, I have one of those. No, that's for like your abs. It's like an ab workout.
Oh.
That's how you exercise in space.
Yeah, it's from the 70s. My dad had one.
I remember some of that like old workout equipment, and it's like, how did people not be in the hospital like every day? So right? Dangerous.
That's how we lived back then.
Yeah, we
dangerously.
We lived dangerously.
Mersh, go lay down, okay? I don't have anything over here for you.
Oh, Mersh.
No, she's aggravating me today. I'm about to go lock her in my room.
Oh, so Freddy does that too. If you've never listened to the show, we have pets who like to interfere and annoy us.
Yeah, I've already thrown her like twice. I'm sure we've gotten that on camera. Sorry, PETA.
Sorry, PETA.
Mine's running around outside terrorizing my grandsons. I hear everyone
screaming. And this one just wants to watch the movie with
us. It's a big robot.
See, this was the one thing they didn't really explain unless I missed it on why
what the fuck?
Yeah, what is it?
It's the robot he's building.
Oh. It's
a sex robot.
Oh. that way he doesn't need Viagra. Yes.
That's why he needs that body.
I want your body.
I want your body.
It's his
what? Ew, man, get out of here. No, I mean for your sex, for my sex robot. I want your skin. I need your body.
Ew. It's gonna skin her. Ew.
I mean, isn't this a sci-fi movie, like a horror movie? Wouldn't he skin her?
I don't know. Maybe he just wants some Pepsi.
Nah, he wants those titties.
All he wanted was a Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to him.
She wouldn't give him the damn Pepsi.
All I wanted was Pepsi, Murph.
You know what disappoints me in the futuristic world we live in? Why don't we have panels that are brightly colored and massive buttons on everything?
And cameras in every room.
Yes.
I mean, that looks like a space station. That's probably what spaceships look like, or
maybe. You know.
That's what Kanye West's bedroom looks like.
Don't fuck with the genius, bro. I love Kanye.
Oh, fucking hell.
Needs more buttons.
Oh.
Buttons. Is that a sex robot?
I told you, that's what he puts his dick in. Don't touch that.
Whoa.
You gotta clean it out.
Oh, it's the creature from Jar.
He fucks brains.
Hello, I'm the creature in a jar. You don't need Viagra.
With my three brains, you won't need Viagra.
No. Nez, I apologize for the madness that is this podcast, but also not.
There's a million running jokes on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, why does that old man need Viagra with Farrah Fawcett? Like, she could put her mouth on my unerect penis and it would just instantly get erect.
I don't know. He looks like he's still in shape. He can still put it down.
So. Yeah.
That don't mean shit. Look at that old man. You know he's flopping around under there. He's wearing a diaper.
I'm back.
So it's getting to the point of a relationship where he's going to have to just watch in the corner.
Look, you see in his pants, his balls are sagging so bad. It looks like he's got a fucking, it looks like he's got a fupa.
Fupa. Whoa.
Oh.
He wants to flush him into space, eh?
Ooh.
She's running around, no bra, no panties, nothing.
Damn. I know, dude. I can't deal with that. I'm fucking
getting bonus out of Farrah Fawcett right now. Whoa.
That was Kurt Douglas. Kurt Douglas.
I mean, so is this guy.
I was so in love with her. I watched everything she would do. Charlie's Angels, which wasn't that good of a show.
Loved Charlie's Angels.
Logan's Run. And everything, even that movie when it was a sad movie though, because she was getting abused. Burning Bed. If you guys haven't seen that one.
Yeah, that's classic.
No, I haven't seen that. I don't want to see Farrah Fawcett get beat.
Just watch Charlie's Angels. You don't need to pay attention to anything.
Oh, you're not supposed to cut them in half, dude. Come on.
You gotta take a whole one.
He only wants half.
As your bartender, I don't approve. Take the whole thing.
Guys, if Kurt Douglas only has half a Viagra, he only gets half a chub, all right?
I mean, half a
That's not how it works. That's how Viagra works.
It's not how science works, all right?
Maybe she couldn't take the full strength, so.
Yeah.
His heart couldn't take it.
Now, why is this less creepy than Ghost Can't Do It?
What? Well, I mean, Kurt Douglas has like 30 years on Farrah Fawcett in this movie.
That, to be fair, that is true.
I know, but why is their relationship doesn't feel as creepy? And it is kind of creepy.
Because that's how it goes in space.
Yeah.
People don't know.
She was made for him. So he can have a companion.
Yeah. Freddie, what are you doing, mate?
They already knew what was going to be of her before she was even born. They're like, all right, listen here.
So it wasn't like she got there and he had to mac his way to getting them panties. Well, getting no panties.
Yeah. Add 2738. There we go.
Dude, we need to start watching this, bro. Why are we not watching this?
Baba wants a wife.
You should fucking be watching this shit and reporting back.
What is this?
She's trying to go fishing and
shit. Wants a wife.
It's about some hot bitches who are like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try and find this farmer. And I kind of just want him to, like, you know, sing me country songs.
And we're back.
And make me happy. And then they realize that all they do is fucking get corn and fucking put it in shit. And they don't make money. It's all fucking science shit.
There's some science. Freddie's.
As a professor of science, I approve.
Yeah. Sit down, buddy. I can't have you on my lap for the whole movie.
This is all the blood that they're pumping through them.
Yes. Oh,
hell yeah.
It's all the Pepsi.
It is. It's the Pepsi run sex robot.
Mersh, I'm going to fuck you up.
Pets are annoying this episode. Freddy, piss off. Stop.
It's like I like this design of the robot, but it's like they just. Seemed like they just took pieces from other robots that were laying around and just threw it together.
Like, what can we do with these leftover parts from Star Wars?
Yeah.
Take this from Battlestar Galactica. And
they were so crunched on time, they couldn't even design a head.
No.
That's the best they could do.
the sex robot just doesn't need a face or head. I don't know. What is happening?
He just built his robot. And here he comes.
Oh. I am here to jack you off.
Fucking hell.
Not with those hands.
Yes. Quiet, please. You're blocking me. The fucking voice kills me.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
Touch my dick.
I'm here because I am back. It has been a while because I'm Derek the Dalek Nerd.
You sound like a Cylon. And who came up with his name, Hector, for a robot?
I did. Here's a dildo for you.
Here, there, a faucet.
That's why it wouldn't work. He cut it.
Anyways, I gotta get going so I can have revenge on Bean and see you later. Exterminate.
What?
This is a weird show.
Yes.
He can't just take off its fucking breastplate. What is he gonna do? Use that magic screwdriver?
He's got a ponytail.
Oh, you're just noticing that now.
Well, to be fair, Harvey Keitel's been wearing black throughout this entire film, so it's a bit hard not to notice.
Oh, no, it's green.
Begin.
So he hooked it up to himself so he can control it.
Oh.
With his brain, I guess.
With his ponytail. It's the secret to controlling the robot.
Why does Harvey Keitel look like Steven Seagal in this movie?
The ponytail.
Yes. But he's wearing all black to hide all the fat that he's like.
What happens when he's banging Farrah Fawcett? Is that fucking robot just like humping air and like finger in the air and shit? Yes.
Fucking hell.
I'm wild, guys. I'm telling you, I'm off the chains now. You don't want me like this now, guys.
He's a single man now.
Colin, you were off the chain ever since you first became a co-host of this show.
I mean, this robot better jack off somebody, or I'll be pissed.
Why does it have abs?
I don't know.
It's got to impress Farrah.
It's got to impress Farrah.
Wait, what's her name? I don't even know their names.
Is this like the precursor to the sex robot that Jude Law played in AI?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Farrah
Fawcett is Alex. Kurt Douglas is Adam. And Harvey Keitel is Captain Benson. And the robot is Hector.
Hector. That is a nerd's name.
It seems kind of racist to me.
Just for the record, the resident robot on our show, Martha, that's not what she looks like. She's a proper good-looking robot. Just saying.
Farrah Fawcett's like, listen. If it can play chess with us, that means it could probably blow you guys, and I can go to Earth.
Maybe Earth has gone to shit in this movie. I don't know.
No, they want her to go to Earth. He's like, you should really go to Earth. You should really go to Earth. Like, we're in Saturn. Like, you should really go to Earth. Why?
I don't want to go to Earth. That's where Ryan O'Neal lives.
Yeah.
Damn.
They don't have robots.
R.I.P. Ryan O'Neal.
Yeah. See, this is what he's showing them how he works, or how part of the machine works.
Oh, yes. He's got that thing in his head.
Like the Matrix.
I was about to say, the Matrix ripped the movie off.
Yeah,
damn.
Fuck. That must have hurt real bad. Wouldn't that go through his throat? Mersh, go get me some water since you keep staring at my cup and shit. I'm mad at you. Get the fuck away from me.
This is a weird looking chess set.
Yeah, it's space. From leftover pieces. Yeah, it's from leftover. Oh, it's fucking Johnny Five.
I was going to say, it's Johnny Five, a buff.
Johnny Five started working out.
It's Chadley Five.
Chadley Five. It's not Johnny Five, it's Johnny Eight Pack.
Johnny Eight Pack.
Yeah, hold on, I gotta take out my stick.
Tenton did actually go halfway through his throat.
Yeah, really?
I like how they're using salt shakers for this chessboard.
That's what it looks like. Salt and pepper shakers. You know, like...
Yes. Like this, Marcy.
Yes. Makes you look like you're air dicking.
How do salt and pepper shakers work?
Yes.
Yes, you do this, and then this. Oh, the dog's getting pissed.
Yeah, because it knows it's got those laser eyes, and it's like, listen here, dog, I'm the alpha here, motherfucker. I'ma fuck you up. Yes. I'ma fuck Farrah Fawcett. You don't need to fuck around anymore.
The dog's gonna be doing a lot of fucking around. Jesus.
He's gonna find out.
He's in space.
He's gonna fuck around and find out.
Cream pies in space.
For those of you that listen that care, you can buy chess pieces from the Saturn III.
No, you can't. That's hilarious.
I want that chess set now.
I want the whole set, not just a couple pieces.
I want the whole deal.
He's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, put that battery connection in my brain.
Oh, yeah. Put it in there.
Oh, my God. My neighbor is doing his fucking power tools. Like, fucking shut up, mate.
I mean... That's what happens when you fucking live in the land of fucking giant spiders and construction all the time.
Yeah, he's trying to kill the spiders, obviously.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Building spider traps.
How big are they?
A million feet, bro. They're fucking so bad, dude. They're so big, dude.
They're normal looking spiders.
No, they're not.
Are they bigger than your hand?
Yeah, dude, I've seen it. It's
that's not the normal spot.
And the kangaroos are jacked.
Yeah, dude, kangaroos are fucked up. They got wallabies. They got wallabies and snakes and fucking weird ass shit. Wallabies fucked me up one day. I went to the zoo. Don't, dude.
And the koalas got chlamydia.
Yeah.
Yes, koalas have chlamydia.
Yeah, and I can't get chlamydia. That's not good for you.
You shouldn't touch the koalas.
Oh, more boobs? More Farrah Fawcett boob? Come on, let's go.
No, we only got it in the beginning. That was it.
Damn. We have to imagine it.
He's hypnotizing her like, show me your titties.
Why is there hydroponics again?
I'm starting to think Michael Douglas saw this movie. It's like, you know what? I want to do all the sexy erotic roles in the late 80s and 90s with my future, like, productions.
That's how he got fucking throat cancer, bro. I told you. And then he ate Catherine Zeta-Jones's pussy, and it was like it cured his throat cancer. Mersh!
I heard that. What is she doing?
Knock the fucking cup of water. Emmett Mersh. I'll fucking kill you. Get out of here. I don't care about PETA. You really think I care about PETA? I'll fucking kick you out of here. I'll kick you on this podcast. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here.
Why are they trying
back
to...
for more? This bitch, she's like a fucking abused housewife. She just loves coming back here. Like, what the fuck are you doing, Mersh?
Jesus Christ.
She was working on something and something sparked and a piece
something
of
happened. I'm like, oh, why no, are they did drilling
they,
the rock?
They struggle cuddled her. No, a
piece of metal got in her eye.
Oh, yeah. No. He came let's in get her a, eye.
Whoa,
let's get a giant piece of metal and get it out of her eye.
Yeah, for real. What are they doing?
Hold on.
I don't like eyeball trauma.
I don't either.
This almost looks like a scene out of the classic horror film Zombie, which is going to be an episode of Beaten vs. Living Dead, which you can listen to on all podcasts.
I was just about to say that. Beaten vs. Living Dead podcast is good job, Beat. I'm proud of you. This does look like that. It's so tight.
It's a Lucio Fulci movie, and I don't know if I like it right now.
The robot just got its cum out of its eye.
It did. It's a nice robot.
He roped right in there. He was like,
that robot is considerate.
Yeah.
He's very considerate. He didn't get
He's
in
more
her
considerate
hair.
Than Toby is. I can tell you that.
The like main rule is don't get it in their hair. They don't give a fuck where else you go. Just don't get in their hair.
By that point, it doesn't matter if it's in the hair. The hair is already fucking messed up.
No, you don't listen. Have you, Marcy, you're a woman. Have you ever tried to get cum out of your hair?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes. I think we're killing Ness right now.
Apologize to our listeners for this episode of the show.
Why are you apologizing? I would never apologize. Don't apologize for that. For real.
This is going on the best of at the end of the year.
Yeah. What's wrong with asking people if they got cum in their hair before?
It just wears up and you just, it's fine. I'd rather not get it in my eye because it stings.
I mean, I'm sure it does sting. I mean, the shit tastes, doesn't it taste like bleach or some shit? Like,
it doesn't taste the greatest.
Yeah, what's it taste like? Like, I don't even know.
Moving on.
What does it taste like? We'll do it after dark about jizz one day.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that tomorrow. We'll just talk about cum tomorrow.
Anyways, in terms of the robot, Hector in this movie, Hector the robot stood over 8 feet tall and cost a little over $1 million to make.
Really?
Holy shit.
And mind you, the budget to this film was $10 million.
So a tenth of the budget went to the fucking robot?
Yes.
And it's like that? It's for $1 million?
It's a suit that there's somebody in it.
Oh. That could make sense. I'm trying to get over this.
Also,
what shall I get? Should I get the cock ring?
Also, Kurt Douglas fought the clothes he wore in this movie.
Beautiful. Cock.
I'm trying to speak, damn it. Anyways,
Kurt Douglas.
Yes, me.
Kurt Douglas thought the clothes he wore in this movie were so comfortable that he kept them after production wrap.
That's cool. Nice.
Yeah.
He actually has a nice like wardrobe. I don't think Harvey Keitel kept his costume though. Tobias, that fucking voiceover.
I'm not malfunctioning. Trust me.
You're malfunctioning.
Yes, you are doing it. It's not my fault. Fuck you.
You're drunk.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. You drank too much.
I need to refill my drink. Fuck yes.
Mussy. Guess who was in that talks to play Benson in this movie?
That robot.
I mean, after the robot.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. You're going to tell me someone and it's going to be obvious. Who is it?
Oh, man. They're going to kill that dog.
Michael Caine.
Oh, we're robbed of Michael Caine being in this movie. But Michael they couldn't offer Caine. Me a very big payday because I was still needed to get my Italian vacation home.
Yes.
I mean, we're definitely going to get fucking peed on our ass now for that robot killing that dog. Mersh, I'll fuck you up, dude. I'm going to fucking hit you with this water bottle. Like, you're fucking with me too much.
She loves you.
She does.
She just wants a hug.
No, she just wants this water. She okay, wants
I'm getting
water.
A drink. I'll be right back.
We'll call and give her the water.
I gotta drink that water. You want to drink after a cat?
Oh, give her the water. Get your own water.
She has a whole... Oh, no. That dog was smashed. That dog got curb stomped like a motherfucker.
You just Seth Rollins stomped that dog.
For real, dude. That poor dog. Aw. Mersh, you better be careful.
Or the robot will come for Mersh.
Yeah. That Hector robot will come all over you. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't make Hector come all over you, bitch. Oh, he's going to fuck up their weed plants. What are you doing, Hector? That's how they make money. Come on. Do you know how many people depend on their weed?
It's that space weed, man.
I know, dude. Oh, no. Don't struggle, Cuddle Fair Fawcett. Please. Look at that ass, bro. Oh, no. It's okay. I won't hurt you. I just want to touch you. No, don't do that, dude. That's not what you're supposed to do. Listen. What is this fucking cart? Like, there's no way that they're going to stop this robot in time.
Is this a BDSM robot now? What is going on?
Hector, put her down, Hector. I will not put her down. You will have to shoot me. She took my kids away. Fuck this bitch.
This
she will die too.
Stop it!
My kids is in the coaster.
See, this movie should just be known as this movie should just be retitled Robo Cop Afield.
Oh, God damn it, Pete. God damn it.
I think
Ed.
2016. Sorry,
Ned. I think he's acting the way he's acting because of every time Harvey Keitel connects with him. I think he's feeling his brain waves because he murdered that guy in the beginning, and now he was obviously in love with Alex because he wants to use her body. So now
he's Hector, jealous. Yeah.
Yeah, Hector is starting to. Because when he was holding her, Benson was telling her, like, put her down, but he wasn't listening. So he's like, you know what? Maybe he'll listen to you. So as soon as he said put him down, he put her down. So I think he's in love with her. He wants to fill that hole. So.
What the fuck are these costumes on this show now?
I know, it's getting crazy.
Yes. So is it like a robot Fatal Attraction or something situation going on?
If he didn't connect with him, I think it'd just be a regular robot. But
yeah, it's becoming like HAL 3000 or 9000, whatever the hell that robot is.
Listen, I'm connected to Kurt Douglas's wife
because. He's got that brain in him, so I assume...
That's fair. 4517, there we go.
I'm just a robot that wants to eat Farrah Fawcett's vagina.
Fucking hell.
We've been on Saturn way too long. I have so much things built up inside of me.
See right there, you just
said... I need to get it go. Out.
Listen. He said, I want you, and then he said, both of us do.
So checkmate, motherfucker.
Oh, Whoa!
The claw.
He clamped
you. Listen here. You got claws. I will fucking kill you. You piece of shit. That's my bitch.
You're
get
fucking
off
killing me.
Me.
Okay, I guess Hector's sticking around the podcast.
Listen.
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 Listen, exterminate. There can only be two robots on this podcast, and that's me, Derek the Nerd Dalek.
Listen, you've been looking for a fight. You're a little bitch. Farrah Fawcett is mine.
Yeah, but Farrah Fawcett likes calculus, hence she's gonna go to me.
Oh no.
Oh, oh no, not my hydroponics! My weed!
My space weed!
That's what you get for trying to steal Farrah away from me.
You fucked with the wrong motherfucking weed dealers. You will get fucked up. You fucked with the wrong people. Farrah is mine.
Get him, Spartacus.
Look at that guy.
Spartacus.
How strong is Hector? He's a fucking robot, motherfucker. Of course he's strong. Listen here. I thought he was there. I thought I was in this scene. Sorry.
Bead.
Oh, shit. I totally fucked my shit up. I'm going to rip this door off.
Yes, Vossy.
How many subscribers for the space outfit?
It's one.
His space one. Outfit.
Okay, that's at least enough for 9 subscribers.
Oh, damn.
One. Let's just get one. How about that?
You Let's can make one from aluminum yeah. foil.
Yeah. I'll wear that shit call. On Thursday. If we get a subscriber by the time we record, I'll fucking wear that on the next episode we record. I don't give a shit. I'll duct tape fucking aluminum foil onto a jacket. You think I give a fuck?
No.
Listen here. I want Farrah. You motherfuckers.
Oh my gosh. Marcy,
give me this motherfucker. I want $10 million.
Harvey Keitel's got the T-boy haircut now.
Oh my god! Look at that hair!
He should be in a boy band. Listen, it's motherfuckers.
It's a best hair nomination movie.
I just want to put my robot cock into Farrah Fawcett. Give me Farrah, please. That ass is fire.
Do you like my robot abs? I worked out at the gym.
Bro, this took me so long to get. You have no idea how much creatine I had to do.
I had to kill 5 influencers recording in the background.
Look at my
weed. I have all of your weed. They're like, fuck. Oh, you fucking you like piece of shit.
Do you like what you see?
I jacked off with that arm. God damn it.
This is why we have Colin. He just makes us laugh and die at the same time.
He's like, oh my god, he doesn't have a pulse.
I can't stop looking at Harvey took Keitel's T-boy haircut.
Now. I know. What is up with the hair? What is up with the... Oh, the robot's alive.
I told you I'd be back.
I'm like the Terminator.
Don't touch my brain.
Get off me. Don't get touch my ass.
Yes, I need it. I'm rock hard. I'm coming after you. Please touch me. Oh, yes. I love this.
The amount of laughing. I might get a six pack. Fucking hell.
Oh, dude, no. They took away his fucking everything.
They took his robot jizz. You took my mojo brain creature in a jar.
Like a motherfucker just
now they're going to give mojo. Now they're going to give the mojo brain to Michael Douglas. Like you ran from Earth. That's right.
But Michael Douglas isn't in this movie. It's Kirk Douglas.
I know, but they're gonna have to give it to her so he can star in all those erotic thrillers.
Fair. He knew what was up. He saw his dad in this and he's like, meow.
Exactly.
He's like, I can get younger ladies. And he did, obviously.
Oh, obviously. No. Listen, here I come.
Colin, can you just sit like by yourself and just do the robot voice for the whole movie so I could just have that as a commentary track I could listen to?
Yes, I will do that for you. I will tell you the whole story of my backstory and how I got to fuck Farrah Fawcett at the premiere of this movie.
Look at those pants.
She has the tightest ass.
So does Harvey Keitel, apparently.
What are you doing with my arms?
It's his wanking arm.
Yeah, he needs that to jack off.
Fucking hell.
Yes, master, I will give you more wine. Listen, why isn't she bringing me wine too? I'm thirsty.
You don't have your head, robot.
I want her to fall for my thirst trap.
I do have my head. I don't need to drink with that head. Look at that ass. She has no fucking panties on. Do you know how I know? I'm a robot. I see everything. Not my abs. I need those. That's how I get sick.
Fucking hell.
Okay. Break.
Moving on. Break.
I'm literally gonna just die.
Alan, stop trying to give us all heart attacks.
Okay, no, you had one. We don't need to share in it right now.
I know. Listen, I'm Johnny up in Five. Adam now.
Oh my god, it really is like Johnny Five or the Mars rover.
That's all they need is a rover.
So what he did is he came back to life. And
he's, now he's
putting himself back together.
Yes. With the help of the Mars rover. With
my dick. I need that first.
That's his big dick right there.
Yes.
Hey, if this robot can put himself back together after a traumatic experience, so can you.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
Be like Hector.
Be like, yes. I want to show like Hector. Be like Hector with a picture of the robot on it.
Let's get Colin a t-shirt with Hector the robot on it.
But be like Hector, like the John Cena font.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on, baby. Come up here. But the sad thing is, I can't make a robot in 2K as a wrestling character. It's hard enough trying to make Martha. I need my wanking arm and legs.
How am I supposed to finger Farrah Fawcett without my thing? Get down, Mersh.
See, those eyes will work. It can go both holes. Just turn his head.
I will give her the shocker. He will. Two in the pink.
The shocking dark.
Two in it's the an old pink, joke.
One in the stink.
The shocking dark.
I'm leaving.
Matt is gone.
He probably needs to go to the toilet so he doesn't piss his pants like I had to.
Sliding it right in.
I told you that last night, Bede, when you were trying to fucking fix your mic, you gotta slide it in real slow like that.
Mm-hmm.
Roll in and out. They're making that Pepsi again.
Yeah, they got it filled by Pepsi via the way of creature in a jar.
I want Pepsi so bad. That sounds so good.
Pepsi does sound good. You know what I like? I like vanilla Pepsi, and I'm not going to apologize for that.
Ugh.
You get the vanilla Pepsi is good every once in a while. It's like having a fucking Mountain Dew every once in a while.
I fucking love Mountain Dew. I'm weird. For me.
No, that shit's gross. It tastes like piss.
So you know what tastes like piss?
I'm back, motherfucker.
Monsters taste like piss.
That's what I was about to bring up. I mean, is it Australian for beer, or is it just for us Americans?
I think it was a beer in Australia, but then I think it just became like something for everywhere else because no one drinks Foster's.
No wonder that robot's horny.
Tastes awful. Oh, he's taking Viagra. He's taking all the Viagra.
He took everything.
Yeah, he's popping Perkies and shit. God damn. He's right, like, here, I will come forever.
You know, if they were just mature enough, they could have just had a throuple relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
What happens in space stays in space.
With the robot, they could have.
This is the
let them watch.
This is the prequel between Louise, Toby, and Ninja Terminator Toby.
It is.
Make the old man cuck. It's fine. Just do that. You guys can switch it. He just hit her in the mouth.
He's leaving. Damn. And he told her, like, come on, come with me. You're coming with me. And Kurt Douglas said, hell no.
Whoa, he's wrestling him naked.
Do you see his the underwear he's wearing? The flush underwear?
Nope.
That ass.
I have a feeling he didn't go for any flesh underwear.
Don't pull his hair. He needs that hair.
He's so leathery.
He actually doesn't look like that bad for like mid-60s.
No.
His ass looks like Tommy Wiseau's, but, you know, Tommy Wiseau's been 60 forever.
He liked that. He was all like, I am ready to go.
Funny.
Whoa!
I will take the woman.
But she wants to stay on this station.
Yeah, she's supposed. She wants to stay.
Whoa!
He cut off his head.
No.
That was his wanking hand.
No, it wasn't. It was his left hand. He's fine.
That's providing he is left-handed.
This
movie's copying Star Wars way too much.
Well, I mean, by cutting off their wanking hand or non-wanking hand, I don't fucking know.
Did Luke lose his wank hand? Was that what's up?
Yes,
he did.
Yeah, that was the Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, but he had that he had that robot hand. Do you think, since he had the fake skin, do you think he just still was able to like? You think
it gave him Turbo Fist.
Turbo Fist is like a fleshlight material.
That's what I'm saying. Like, would it be a fleshlight? Fleshlight, if you sponsor, send me one because
he's single now.
Yeah, that. And I just want to know if that's what Luke's hand was made out of.
Maybe.
Like, is this for science? I want to put my dick into something that is for science.
This is the weirdest ad for Wild Secrets.
Wild Secrets, send me a fleshlight, please.
Just send him the Dune 2 bucket.
Yeah, send me something. Yeah.
Send all of us fleshlights if you're going to do it for once.
We'll
promote the fleshlights on the podcast.
This poor robot. All he wants to do is just be loved.
Does he, though?
And jack off.
Yeah, and jack off.
He just wants to jack off.
Oh, his self-love. Yeah.
At
1 hour and 24 seconds.
My nurse didn't look like that. My nurse was gross. Yeah, totally didn't look like that.
Yeah, totally they're called actors like in a commercial.
Which is bullshit because like if I go to the hospital,
all your medical personnel is sexy.
Yeah, like make me smile while I'm in the hospital. Come on.
We're back. 1 hour, 25 seconds.
Holy shit. We're really not that far. We're not close to being done.
It's almost finished. It's almost finished. Yeah. There's like 20 minutes left, probably.
For aliens to get their idea.
Yes.
And Terminator.
Ah! No!
Got you, bitch.
He's still got his flesh on there.
He's hungry.
Are you this wild and after dark, Marcy?
Yes.
No.
That's the tame show.
That's the tame show compared to this.
It feels like the tame show now.
That's how the next recording goes.
If you want to have real dirty talk, you come on a Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
All I wanted to do was love you, Farrah.
Aww, this is us behaving ourselves, by the way.
Yeah, we were behaving ourselves, FYI.
Why can't we just be Polly? Why do you have to have him? Why can't we just have a threesome? I will just watch in the corner. Sometimes I'll cry and it will be okay.
I cry robot tears.
Don't worry, I can't feel things. They are not real.
So if the robot is run by Pepsi, does that mean when he jizzes, it's Pepsi?
It probably tastes wonderful. He can like switch on and off wild cherry and fucking regular.
You
can
do the different flavors.
And then
flavors
like you
can
do
Pepsi.
Diet if you're diabetic.
Yeah.
If you're like diabetic, Pepsi Max. Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you Marcy, just get a zero.
Marcy, yes, this movie is the robot in this movie is run by Pepsi. He is the arch enemy of Mac, who's obsessed with Coke. Mac and BA lead.
Yes.
It's his wrestling entrance.
This is how he's coming out at WrestleMania.
This is his stripper entrance. Like, come his on,
stripper
bro.
Entrance.
I will strip for you, Farrah.
If you're watching that live, what time will it be there?
WrestleMania starts at like 8 or 9 in the morning?
I wish.
Mind you, Marcy, we have to set our clocks back this weekend. So
I know. So I think it's going to be like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. I'm going to be up early. I might not be sleeping because there's all the other wrestling shows happening when that's on. We'll see how that went by the time this episode is out.
Damn, that's plastic.
But the sets actually look pretty decent. Like, I'll give the movie credit for that.
Yeah, I mean, they put money. Obviously, most of the money went to the robot and
the fucking
sets.
Robot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, because it's not like they used one hall over and over and over.
No, it actually does look different. No. Yeah. I guess
it's
like
different because I needed it to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Just remind of the hallways in Alien. That's what it always
yeah. Yes.
Robot hisses. Oh shit.
It's robot alarming. I feel like they used the budget for like the sets and the robot, so they just ended up like, yeah, we'll just keep it in this like one kind of location. Take this, Pepsi.
I'm gonna throw this fucking bucket at this robot. Empty like it's bucket. Gonna do anything, yeah. What are you, what now, motherfucker? Come at me, now? Bro.
Come at me, bro. Come at me, bro.
Your
somebody say, come at me. Hello, everyone.
This is Toby the Pervy Ghost.
I love you, Toby. What's
hello
up,
there. I just want to let you guys know that it's actually me that's running that robot. I'm the.
I figured as much.
Well, I mean, to be fair, though, because my beloved Louise is still in jail, so I have to, like, go after her. But she gave me permission to go after Farrah Fawcett, but I have to do it as a robot, though.
That's fine.
That's fine, bro.
That's fine, bro.
Now, Toby, what did you think of Farrah Fawcett in this movie? She's sexy or what, bud?
Yeah, she's very, very sexy. I mean, every time I see it with that,
like
with that hands.
I know.
Duck and cover.
It looks like a stick.
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm not doing anything.
It's a robot.
I took my I took my anti-ectoplasm pill this morning.
Are you sure you didn't take a Viagra pill like in this movie?
I mean, those were the pills. What
color? Toby, you're colorblind. What color was the pill?
Oh, wait a minute. My pills are meant to be yellow. Oh no. Oh no. These are the pills. Sorry. I apologize. I better get going. I'm gonna get going. I apologize. I'll see you all. Sorry. I'm gonna get going. So I'll see you all later. Bye, boo.
It only tastes pineapple.
Yeah. Oh, and it tastes like pineapple.
Pineapple.
This robot's over here just fucking playing with the switches and shit.
What are they doing? I'm very confused why they took that off, then took it. Put it back on. Is it
a trap?
Yeah.
It's a trap.
Just like Star Wars.
You're the bait. Stay right here.
Yeah. You want I gotta protect the weed.
Yeah. Did somebody say a weed? It's a me, a Toby the dog. Toby goes to lead.
This is Toby's Italian cousin.
Yes. I thought like I'm here because I heard there was some Bubbleini in this movie.
Well, it was earlier. You missed it.
I want to see a Farrah Fossilini's Farrah Fossilini's fortune bottle. And then I see that my cousin Toby is taking over the body of this robot.
Yes, the robot.
Well, it seems to be because the robot's a bit of a perv, I think.
I mean, that makes it so, because he is a pervy ghost, and also I'm a bit busy as well, because I also was in this movie, but I actually possessed Harvey Keitel's hair.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean, that's why it looks like it had ectoplasm in his hair.
Oh.
Here, have a rock.
Have a rock. I think he knows it's a trap. How did he know?
Oh. He's possessed by a ghost, though.
Motherfuckers tried to trick me.
He's got cameras in him, I think.
Do you think I'm fucking stupid? Fucking humans. Get on this dick, Farrah. You betrayed me, you stupid bitch.
Did that robot become Tommy Wiseau there?
Oh, he fell into my pastellini.
Help me. I can't swim.
He's a drowning in my ectoplasm.
In my hair. It really stinks. I don't like it.
I am sorry. Oh, no. They can walk. Anyway, it's a busy to go with. I beg you to get to go with, so I'll see you so later. Bye. Boo, bellini, boo.
Now, sponsored by Pepsi. Sponsored by Pepsi.
Hey, Pepsi, sponsor our podcast.
Fuck. You know what the robot's thinking right now? Everybody chill.
What? Damn, that looked just like the Death Star exploding in Star Wars.
It's the Iceman cometh.
Don't worry, our fucking Star Trooper Kylo Ren masks will protect us.
It is Kylo Ren masks!
Why'd they take it off?
Why are they getting under us? Oh, the thing blew up.
They blew up the ship.
Escape pod.
Ha.
They can't go cosplaying anymore.
Why didn't they have another one? That was Harvey
Keitel. Yeah, why don't you have a backup of a backup of a backup?
Because they spent all their budget on a robot.
I mean, fair. And this all these buttons and screens and stuff. I want like a bad guy lair where I can just go into it and it's got all this like big buttons and big screens and stuff.
See, I feel bad for these two. Like they were just living on Saturn, being all fucking okay, and living their life. And this motherfucker had to come up here and fuck their shit up with this sex robot. and fucking like ruin their life. Like, that's fucked up. Poor people.
I know, like, they Farrah Fawcett,
you
now?
Deserve better, bro. Like,
they stuck because the thing's missing. I mean, blow oh, up.
Man, balls.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Read music.
I thought he was dead.
His hand lives on.
He's like, fuck, I'm going to have to come back for Saturn 4.
Is he alive in the computer?
Yeah, he's a virus.
What is that voice?
Hector is with me. Is how.
Don't worry, Hector is with me.
Has he made it a nice robot? What is happening?
Oh.
The doors are humming.
It's a trick. You tried to trap that robot and trick his ass, that he's going to trick you now.
I will attend, Captain. Up. I'm just very curious as to how this is going to resolve itself now.
He's going to leave the chick and then sacrifice himself, probably, and the robot's going to win because robots always win. And
are we sure, though? Hurry along, please.
Hurry along,
please. Hurry along. Hurry along, yeah.
We can't wait any longer.
Hurry along.
Are we sure that wasn't Michael Caine?
Hello, it's me, Michael Caine.
Oh, hello, Michael Caine.
Blow the bloody doors off.
Literally.
That would solve this whole thing. That's why I didn't be in this movie.
They're like, fuck!
Plus, they didn't give me enough money for my vacation home.
There you go, watch.
Look at how tight that shirt of Kurt Douglas is.
Right, I was about to be like, his saggy old man tits are showing.
I mean, we say that, but like Kurt Douglas in this movie looks better than most of us do in real life.
Colin, you fucking called it at the beginning with the skinny.
I told you I was going to skin that motherfucker. I am alive.
I like it had a commercial break. I like this movie had a commercial break.
Like The Darkness, but we didn't get an ad.
Yes.
Yes. It's another Star Wars ship.
It is.
Wait, who are that? Is that them escaping? No.
No, this is NASA.
No, they're going to Saturn.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're going to find the madness of what they've left behind now.
Yeah.
It's a patrol ship.
Yeah.
Computer.
First, they're going to find the robot. It's going to suck. They're going to kill it.
It's Harvey Keitel robot. Oh, that's weird. It skinned him.
Ugh. Oh, I thought he was dead at his funeral. Like, they were having a funeral for his ass. I didn't think he was
that's
sleeping.
That's just how they sleep in the future.
I like what he's wearing right here.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like the uniform from Star Trek The Motion Picture.
It just looks like a sweatsuit.
Did he take that home as well?
He's like, yes. Fuck. It's like pajamas. Shit.
If he's got that thing in his head.
Yup. He's part of it now.
Uh-oh.
Where's that's Alex?
Yeah, where
now
is
you
got
to make a... You now, Adam, you have to make a fresh batch of Pepsi.
You have to work the soda stream. I can't figure it out.
Hi, baby Mersh. I know.
It's laughing.
Ha, ha, ha.
Where is Alex?
I'll tell you, but you don't want to know.
She left Kurt Douglas for Brian O'Neill. Hello, Alex. Hello there.
Oh, she was just in bed.
Yeah, she's just sleeping.
That's the same bed as before. They just reused the set.
He's making her breakfast. It's fine.
What's going on? put out an eclipse.
Oh.
The lead major.
We. The I can't hear them. Take over.
They can't see them, can they? Or hear them?
Well, I mean, they can barely see anything through those helmets.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah, they're breathing too hard, fogging up their helmets. Hell yeah.
These subtitles are not matching the dialogue.
Why is he so mad that he has to fucking grow more weed? Like, that's what he does all the time.
Just has to grow the weed.
Yeah, it's all he has to do.
I don't want to make weed for Colin Batch and Marcy.
They're fucked now, aren't they?
Yeah, she's now Hector's sex slave, and he's got to grow pot for him for the rest of his life, and that's what happens. He's just going to work for them. It's going to suck.
Oh, man.
Farrah Fawcett's like, oh. My best time ever.
Farrah Fawcett's probably like, oh, I should have gotten to work with Gary Nolte instead.
You guys have dispensaries and all that down there?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought we did.
No. You need a prescription. Like, there's only a few, and you need your prescription, and they're, like, not easy to get to.
I actually work at a dispensary up in Canada. I'm a bartender. That's my full-time gig.
Yeah, Batch is lovely. Well, yeah.
I just smoke a lot of weed in St. Louis, Missouri, so that's what I do.
Batch, when I said Gary Nolte, that was your cue to do Gary Nolte.
I forget Gary Nolte. Oh, I don't know Gary Nolte. That was 50 episodes ago. This character is long gone. I don't know.
that voice can take over for our resident stuntman, Brock Connors.
Yes, it's me, Brock Connors, stuntman, and I've been around a long time, and...
No, that's me. I'm Brock Connor. Who is this? Who's this person taking over my life? Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. That was my. Oh, wait. Sorry. I'm Brock Connors. I have my own stunt double who is also named Brock Connors.
Yes. And he also falls down?
Well, he's a lot younger than me. I think he's about at least 200 years younger than me.
Well, after the last episode when Mr. Connor's lungs fell off and then his arms ruptured and became dust, we kind of need to hit. I got to take the bumps for him now from now on.
Yeah, because I had to take over for Kurt Douglas in the sex scenes in this movie because it's a lot of hard work to, like, have sexy time with Farrah Fawcett.
Damn.
Oh.
No. Oh, dang. Oh, my eyes fell out of their sockets. I better put them back in. Anyway, I can see again. But anyways, I got to get back to working on the stunt work in this movie. So I'll see you all later. Bye. And also, Brock Connors Jr., you better come and help me because I need a stunt double for all.
Oh, I'm your son now, am I? We're workshopping the bit, are we?
Yes, we are. I mean, my son is about 20 years old, and I'm 750 years old, but that's beside the point.
Nah. Oh, come on, Dad. Your uterus fell out.
My earwax. Oh, my brain just slipped out of my head. Better put that back in with some duct tape.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, I got to get going. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
This episode is gone downhill.
Where's that guy from?
He's a legendary stuntman who's worked in the industry since the silent era.
Since the silent era.
That's pretty tricky. And when I mean the silent accent. Era,
I mean, when I mean the silent era, I actually mean BC.
BC? Was he a stuntman for Jesus? Like, what?
Yes.
Yes, he was Jesus the stuntman.
Marcy, somebody had to fill in for Jesus in the scenes when he was up on the crucifix. Gaw.
He needed to go to the toilet.
Exactly. Look at this outfit.
I like that outfit. He's got like two belts on.
I hope Kurt Douglas kept that outfit.
Mm. So the robot's taken over him now?
Yeah.
And they're going to program her.
They put one of those things in the back of Kirk Douglas. Mm. He checked Farrah, but she didn't have it.
Yeah. So they're going to do it to her. I'm not the captain. I'm your
superior. Well, I like the fact that basically now Harvey Keitel is now basically checked out for the rest of the movie, and he's dubbing it. And his voice dubbing is now taking over the rest of the film.
It's just the voice of the robot now.
Turn around.
Every now and then I say a little bit, though.
This is how the robots have sex. They just put a thing in the back of your neck.
Oh, it's like Avatar.
It is like Avatar. And The Matrix. It's like all of them.
Oh!
This movie
He hit him in his balls.
Oh, no.
They're going into liquid nitrogen.
The ectoplasm.
The ectoplasm.
And it blew up.
How did it blow up?
He took two bombs and strapped them to his back. That's what those red, those red tubes.
Yes, I did notice that.
Oh, God, tell me that again.
It's everywhere. Oh. It's everywhere. I'm sorry.
The goggles do nothing.
I'm revoking your subscription to Pornhub.
You're banned from hanging out with cats.
You can't blame me, guys. My wife's been in jail, so it's been building up for ages.
Yeah, but you're a ghost. You can go through the walls at any time.
Yeah, but that's a lot of hard work. But anyway, so I better get going, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
He just literally shows up to ectoplasm all over our faces.
Then he leaves.
That was the longest unnecessary robot death scene I've ever seen.
Look at this sexy spaceship. Oh, fuck.
Is it like those like those trucks that have like cars on the back of them in the trailers?
Yes,
the space version of that.
It's the space version of a hauling other spaceships.
Yeah, a truck. Luckily, it's not the one. It doesn't carry logs.
Hello there. World Spaceways. Oh, hello!
Look at her hair.
Whoa! Yes. Look at that hair.
Oh,
extra makeup.
Mm. Damn, Mersh, she looks smoke show.
Oh, Farrah, I love your hair. It looks so great. What do you mean? I just had a bout with a killer robot. What are you talking about? My hair's a mess.
Uh-oh.
I told you, motherfuckers, I'd come back.
Oh, no. Is that meant to be Earth?
Yeah, it's the... Futuristic
Earth.
She's like, ooh, I can't wait to suck an Earthling's dick.
Fucking
hell. You see that face?
Oh, jeez.
She had fuck me eyes.
She's got hungry eyes.
Hungry eyes.
Well,
you feel the magic between you and I?
Who does the voice of the movie? The voice of Harvey Keitel.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Des.
Saturn 3.
That's the movie. Yes. Coming up next, Life Force!
Oh, Logan's Run 2 and Battle Beyond the Stars.
And Star Trek.
Oh, and Forbidden World.
And Forbidden World. These are good recommendations.
You know what, guys? I think later this year we might have to do a sci-fi month for the show.
Yeah,
sci-fi space movie. We haven't, no.
That's another fair classic.
Yes,
he looks hot in that.
We have to do Battle Beyond the Stars and Star Crash for sure.
Yes,
Life Force. I will do a commentary by myself. I love that movie a bit too much. Anyway, Freddy.
But anyways, that was this episode of the Bonus Tubing Tuesdays.
I hope you survived the madness, because I don't know if we did.
And thank you, Marcy, Batch, and Colin, and Mersh, and Freddie for all being awesome guests. I mean, hosts as per usual.
And thank you, Nez, for coming on the show, picking this movie, and surviving the madness that is this show.
Well, I loved it, man. I wasn't expecting all this.
I'm on a podcast. We'll watch a movie on Tubi. It'll be fun, right?
Yeah. We'll have a few. We'll do a have podcast. We'll have a few laughs.
Well, I'm game any other time. I didn't know it was this.
Yes.
You're always welcome, mate. Always welcome. We'll definitely
go back and listen to the back catalog, and then all the jokes will make sense.
Yes. But I think if we're down, if the audience wants it, we will do a sci-fi month, like space month, space movie.
Space!
Later. Space!
Yes. Spy.
And also maybe one or two of these movies that are featured here might be my pick. Exactly. I guess that could be a wrap for this insane episode of the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And Marcy, where can people find this on the internet this week?
I'll make it real easy for everybody. We are located at supermarcy.com. where you can find the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast, and all the other podcasts that we do. And our link tree is linktr.ee/thetubituesdayspodcast. You find all our links, all the socials, and find us on your streaming platforms. And I'm Super Marcy everywhere.
Hell yeah.
I'm hearing an echo, so I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Not sure who it is, but anyways, though. Might be bad because I can see the. Okay. Anyways, Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
TrashPandaPodcast.com. And wherever you listen to podcasts, just search TrashPandaPodcast.com. That's all.
That's all.
And, Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
I got this, Batsy. You can find me and Batsy at WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network. Also, subscribe to Pop4D on your description to podcast things, because they even put into a new episode of the Wrestling Tapes, and they talked about WWE 2K24, and I'm on there.
It's a good episode.
It was a good episode.
Thank you.
And, Naz, where can people find you on the internet this week and also listen to the many podcasts that you co-host?
Sorry. Excuse me. Just wait.
Oh, God.
Wherever you listen to podcasts, just search East Society Podcast or the MacNez Podcast. Also on Spotify, we have, or Spotify for podcasters, we have another East Society feed where we got plenty of other extra bonus episodes over there. Follow us on YouTube, just search East Society, and same thing for X and Instagram at East Society Pod, and TikTok as well at East Society Pod, and we're all over the place. And this was the highlight of my day, highlight of my night.
Fuck yes, that's what we go for on this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, love it.
Number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and an American.
That's right.
All right. Well, if you ever need the Native American,
buddy,
hit me up.
There we go.
Oh, you'll be definitely back for sure.
Oh, 100%.
And for myself, if people want to find me out there on the internet, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bean Jemide. You can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Bean vs. the Living Dead, and as well as a spin-off show, Bean and Steve vs. Cam Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bean vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. And also at the time of probably when this episode drops, the latest episode of the show, which is episode 33 of the Italian zombie film Zombie, will be released. And Nez is also on that episode as one of the guests for it. So definitely give a listen to that one. Awesome. That is a wrap for this bonus episode of the Bonus Tubi Tuesdays podcast. We hope all of our listeners enjoyed the madness. And we'll see you all next time. See you, everybody. Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
I got it.
In an isolated sector of our solar system, suspended in orbit around the sixth planet from our sun,
lies a distant outpost. A technologically perfect world where mistakes are impossible. Because the impossible is unthinkable. It is called Saturn III. Each year for 22 days, a solar eclipse plunges this outpost into Shadowlock. Total darkness. All communication is terminated. This year, the inhabitants of Saturn III are about to experience the unthinkable. A nightmare so perfect, it could only have been made by man.
Captain?
Major.
This is my partner.
There are only four inhabitants on Saturn III. One of them is not human.